I've been thinking about this a lot lately, the way most nutrition practitioners frame their six-month programs. It's almost always rooted in what's wrong with the client. Fix the gut, lower the cholesterol, manage the blood sugar. And I get why, but I wonder if that framing is actually costing practitioners clients.
It's a real tension, because the clinical language feels credible, right? It sounds rigorous, but research on perceived value in professional services is pretty clear. Clients evaluate the whole experience, not just the technical output. If every session feels like a damage report, the emotional ROI tanks fast.
And that shows up on Reddit constantly. People venting that their nutrition coach just handed them a meal plan and a lab printout and called it a session. They feel like a transaction, not a transformation.
Mm-hmm. And that's the gap the performance pivot fills. Instead of opening with "here's what's broken," the practitioner opens with "here's what you're building toward." The key idea is reframing the entire six-month arc around capability and energy, not disease management.
So what does that actually look like in practice? Because someone listening might be thinking, I still need to address real clinical findings. I can't just ignore a flagged biomarker.
Right. And nobody's saying ignore it. The shift is in how labs get introduced. Think of a client who comes in wanting to hike longer distances without bonking at mile 8. Her ferritin is low. Instead of leading with, you're iron deficient, the practitioner says, this is the lever that's limiting your endurance, and here's how we fix it. Same data, completely different emotional landing.
That's a linguistic shift, but it's also a structural one, because now the lab result is serving the client's goal, not defining her condition.
Exactly. And that's where the 6-12 visit structure becomes really powerful. Research on motivational interviewing, which is a client-centered counseling method, built around helping people explore and resolve ambivalence, shows that repeated encounters improve effectiveness. More than one session matters. The relationship compounds.
Wait, so the number of visits isn't just about covering more content, it's about the method actually working better over time?
That's it. A systematic review of 72 randomized controlled trials found significant effects on outcomes like body mass index, blood cholesterol, and blood pressure. But those effects build across encounters. 8-12 visits over 6 months isn't arbitrary. It's the container that lets the method do its job.
And the practitioner's delivery quality matters too, right? It's not just showing up 12 times.
Hugely. The evidence is direct on this. Fidelity to the method matters. Simply giving advice is not the same as conducting motivational interviewing. In reviewed studies, practitioners with stronger training got positive effects in roughly 80% of cases. Others were closer to 46%. That gap is the skill floor.
That's a sobering number for anyone who thinks they're doing MI just because they're asking open questions.
It is. And the core mechanism isn't the questions themselves, it's what they activate. A realist review identified autonomy, competence, and relatedness as the actual drivers of behavior change in MI interventions. The client has to feel like the change is theirs, that they're capable of it, and that someone's genuinely in it with them.
So for someone building a performance-framed program, and let's be honest, our listener here isn't positioning as a clinical disease manager, she's positioning as a metabolic performance guide. How does that first visit set the tone?
The first visit is vision casting, not history taking. Yes, gather the intake. But the bulk of that session should be, what does performing well in your life actually look like? For the dabbling athlete, someone who hikes, climbs, tries things for the challenge and the fun of it, not to win, that question unlocks everything. It's not what symptoms bother you, it's what do you want to be able to do that you can't do consistently right now.
And that's where the ROI perception starts, even before a single lab result comes back.
Exactly. Research on professional services shows that perceived value is built through service quality and the client's overall evaluation of the experience, not just outcomes. So the takeaway for that first visit, make the work visible. Give a clear recap of what was learned, name the next step, and show how progress will be measured. The client should leave session one feeling like the investment already started paying off.
And measuring progress through more than one outcome is part of that. Not just weight, not just one biomarker.
For example, energy levels, training consistency, recovery quality, confidence, participation in the activities they actually care about. A six-month program that only tracks body weight is leaving most of the transformation invisible. And invisible transformation feels like a bad investment, even when real change is happening.
So the performance pivot isn't just a marketing angle, it's a clinical and relational architecture.
that's the right frame. It changes what questions get asked, how labs get interpreted, how progress gets communicated, and ultimately whether the client stays engaged across all 12 visits. The practitioner who masters that architecture isn't just doing better coaching, they're building a practice that clients talk about.
In our next session, we'll get into the actual structure of that first visit, what happens in the room or on the Zoom call, step by step, because knowing the philosophy is one thing, having the session map is another.
And that's where it gets really practical. The framework for visit one is specific, and it sets the trajectory for everything that follows.